You're listening to SBS News.
A royal commission into Australia's deadly bushfires seems likely, with Prime Minister Scott Morrison proposing it be led by the former Defence Chief Mark Binskin. Mr Morrison has written to the states and territories seeking their input on its terms of reference. Insurance coverage in bushfire zones is likely to be one of the many issues examined. The Financial Rights Legal Centre operates a national hotline, the Insurance Law Service, which provides free legal advice to anyone experiencing difficulties with their insurer. The centre says underinsurance is shaping as a major issue, where people are left without a large enough insurance payout to cover the full costs of rebuilding. The Director of Casework, Alexandra Kelly, says a policy with seemingly adequate coverage could leave bushfire victims out of pocket.
When you're setting your sum insured, you may be perfectly adequately insured for a non-disaster event, but in a disaster you might be underinsured, and vice versa, you might set yourself up for quite adequate cover for a disaster kind of situation, but you're not in a disaster and it's actually cheaper to rebuild, and so you might feel overinsured.
Alexandra Kelly says some people who have lost everything in the fires have reached out for help after being unable to pay the insurance excess on their policy.
But there are circumstances where paying the excess is actually going to lead you not to be able to eat or have some serious problems. So there are, under the General Insurance Code of Practice, insurers are obliged to help you if you're in financial difficulty, including allowing you to deduct the excess from your sum insured, or help you to pay it over time.
Cobargo resident David Wilson and his partner Kyle Moser lost their house in the bushfires. The couple moved to the town on the New South Wales south coast 4 years ago and run the local post office. David Wilson says the response from insurers has been mixed. The couple's house is insured under a policy that pays for the cost of a total rebuild rather than a fixed amount. Mr. Wilson says his home and contents insurer has been easy to deal with and has already paid out.
I'm insured with AAMI and they've been wonderful. They've fully paid me out for contents already. I'm not insured for a dollar value. They will rebuild the house as it was, whatever it costs them. If they stick to their promises, I would recommend them to anyone. They've been wonderful.
Dealing with other insurers for his business insurance hasn't been so smooth. He says the Cobargo post office only suffered minor damage, but his insurer has told him that the building was underinsured and has indicated it will probably only pay 50% of the cost of the claim. He says his business interruption insurance could be limited too.
Now, I spoke to person at the help centre who said, well, that's fine, we'll look at business interruption, we'll give you a payment for January, end of the year, we'll sort of have a look and even that out for you on loss. When I get a phone call from the insurance company themselves, she goes, nah, it's only while the highway was shut. So, there's misinformation and, business interruption only while the highway is shut. What about the electricity being off, several weeks? What about all the people that just aren't coming, doing shopping, doing posting, doing banking, doing everything they normally do? It's very disappointing when you see insurance like that.
The Insurance Council of Australia says underinsurance is a major problem in New South Wales, where insurance policies cost much more because of taxes and levies imposed by the New South Wales government. Head of Communications, Campbell Fuller, says the New South Wales inquiry into the bushfires must examine the impact of these taxes.
Householders in New South Wales are typically paying cumulatively about 50% in taxes and levies on their policies, and small businesses and other businesses are paying 60 to 70% tax. Other states and territories, with the exception of the ACT, have between 9 and 11% stamp duties, and of course the GST, so they're typically paying 19 to 21% tax. The impact of taxes, therefore, needs to be a significant component of the New South Wales inquiry.
Campbell Fuller says the council wants to see more action from governments to address climate change warning the price of insurance will just continue to rise.
There are many things that governments should be doing to act. Where action isn't being taken at the moment, it is certainly going to increase the pressure on premiums, and ongoing inaction is also likely to see premium pressure maintained or even increased. So there's a strong incentive for governments to act now to help communities with their current risk exposures, as well as the risks that are projected to apply to those communities in coming years through climate change.
Greg Dyett, SBS News.